On Saturday in Tampa, over 1,000 people came to attend the raising of one of the largest Confederate flags in the world. Confederate Memorial Park is located on East US 92, south of the intersection of I-75 and I-4, and made news headlines initially last June when the Sons of Confederate Veterans raised a 30-by-50-foot Confederate flag there. Then in October, the group raised a 30-by-60-foot flag. Despite initial criticism from some quarters, particularly in the black community, organizer Marion Lampert says there's actually been little controversy about the unveiling of the flag.
What protest? What controversy? We're just celebrating who we are, but this is being done on an event, in a mode and in a fashion, on an event that is a celebration of the and a commemoration of the dead. I mean, this is like going to protest this would be like to go to a funeral home and to protest somebody's death. We're celebrating the memory of somebody who's gone. I mean, this is a celebration and a commemoration of quality. It's not to be protested.
But you understand, certainly, there has been some concern, some unhappiness when people heard about the flag last year.
Who had that concern? Nobody else had that concern other than the politicos, the tourism people, the people who thought it might affect their bottom line.
There were no demonstrators at the unveiling. The actual piece of property Lambert originally purchased back in 2004 and where the flag has been erected is less than a quarter acre. But on Saturday, hundreds gathered across the street of the park on US 92 in East Tampa. Saturday's commemoration was an all-day event, with refreshments served, live musicians performing, and Confederate reenactors participating. One such reenactor was St. Petersburg resident Doug Rubel, who has performed in similar events throughout the state. He said he was aware of how the flag does bring pain to people, especially blacks, who see it as the symbol of the system that enslaved them before the Civil War.
It's, you know, hurtful that it is, and I wish people could look a little bit further. And there's some fault on both sides. You know, in the past, things were done under the name of it that shouldn't have happened, and I realize that. But in these days, we are trying as hard as we can to... What's the correct word here? To not make it quite as divisive and trying to, I guess, enlighten and tell everybody that the war itself slavery was an issue. That is what you're referring to. Slavery was an issue, but not necessarily the issue during the war.
Marco Sumney lives in Sarasota and said he was at the event to celebrate Southern heritage. He acknowledges that some people, he said, have misused the flag for the wrong reasons, but says that any anger directed towards it is due to a lack of information.
They don't understand, and, you know, they all have their T-shirts. Well, we got T-shirts as well. You know, if it offends you, read history. Because there's, I've actually done some stuff with some black men that said, hey, I said, I can't believe it. You know, you're doing this, carrying a flag. He said, hey, I've read history, you know. And it ain't, everybody boils it down to slaveholding, and that's not it. It's so much deeper.
John Adams is the co-chairman of the Confederate Veterans Flags Across Florida Project. He said the flag has become a political football, but shouldn't be controversial.
But if organizations that are looking for something to blame for their problems latch onto the flag, it's like we can't be any more responsible for that than we are for people that latch onto the flag for the wrong reason. There's people that have misused this flag.
And Adams says the flag has now become a universal symbol to resistance to repression, saying they've been seen flying on tanks in Iraq and Afghanistan and going back to World War II. And he denied the black community overall has problems with the Confederate flag.
I personally have not seen the black community have an issue with the flag. I've seen black community leaders have an issue with the flag, and that's a wholly different thing. It's become a bloody pulpit for some folks. But we have African Americans wandering all over the place here today with their children and grandchildren and their brothers with all the rest of us Southerners. We have a real African American direct grandson of a Confederate soldier here today. I don't think any of these colors are bothering him.
For the record, WMNF could only locate one African American man at the event. In 2004, flags were removed from Hillsborough County sign regulations, making what Lambert has done completely legal. In an effort to find common ground, commissioners asked him last year if he would allow for an American flag to be located next to the Confederate flag, but Lambert refused the offer. In addition to the dozens of Confederate reenactors, there were also dozens of women dressed in antebellum-style dresses on Saturday. That site delighted organizer Marion Lambert.
The ladies in antebellum dresses are just people that are ladies that just want to be pretty. Nothing makes a lady prettier than putting on an antebellum dress. You can take a plain Jane and make her beautiful. You can make a beautiful girl and make her a wonderfully beautiful girl. So it's just an enhancement of who we are as a people, not only in imagery, but just in substance and in style.
Stacy Blake is Executive Director of Community Tampa Bay.
Well, I've met with them myself, and so have, you know, many other community leaders, you know, recently and over the past years. And, you know, they continue to get feedback from that indicates that their actions are really seen as very divisive in the community. And yet, that seems to be the only action that they continue to take. So I'm not sure that this type of activity is really going to help them meet their goal.